earlier today, you know, I have a lot of, I don't know, it's a sad day today. As, you know, growing up here in Southern California, here in San Diego, you, as a child, you know, you get exposed to many things, you know, especially being a sports fan and stuff like that. There's always someone that, you know, you listen to throughout the years. For example, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, as you guys all know. And I know Pertwee loves baseball. And something happened today that really it saddens me. And that I had to announce and, you know, basically have to say goodbye. And that is earlier this afternoon, the voice of the San Diego Padres, Ted Leitner, he is been the voice of the Padres on the radio for over 41 years. And today they announced that they are alleviating him from his duties and he'll now become the ambassador. And the reason why it saddens me, and you guys are all probably thinking, well, big fucking deal. But when you grow up and you move many different cities and aren't always necessarily able to watch the games on television, and you grow accustomed to listening to things on the radio, you know, baseball games go 2 to 3 hours at a time. They're on probably 5 to 6 times a week for a good, I don't know, 20 weeks out of the year. And so you get accustomed to that. And, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, Jerry Coleman and Ted Leitner. Those were the two voices of the Padres. You know, a few years back, unfortunately, Jerry Coleman passed away. But, you know, Ted, you know, I don't know. It was one of those things to where before even coming onto this show, I would, as a kid, be listening to the play-by-play of the game, and I would emulate them. I mean, I could tell you, you know, specific sayings that they would, you know, would say, you know, like with, you know, with Ted Leitner, it was ball going, long gone, shit like that. That sticks with you throughout your childhood, and you keep that in your heart and stuff like that. And then when it's time that they're gone, it's kind of a sad thing. And, you know, I don't know if it has, if that has anything to do with it, or if it's one of those things that you realize that as you get older, people that you grew up with are no longer around. Is it because I'm getting older and, you know, as we get older, death is nearer? I don't know. But I did want to play a little clip and want to reach out and thank Uncle Teddy, as I called him, and many San Diegans called him Uncle Teddy, who did the play-by-play for over 40 years with the Padres. He actually took over, you know, started when Jerry Coleman, you know, Jerry Coleman back in the day, he was the, you know, the official voice. And then he went to actually become the manager for a year. He went from the broadcast booth to coaching the team for a single season. And that's when Ted Leitner came in. And ever since then, the pair became a magical duo. I've met Ted once, including Jerry Coleman. Stand-up guys. Throughout his years, Ted Leitner also had an afternoon talk show as well over on KFMB. TV, radio in San Diego. But I did want to do a special little tribute to Uncle Teddy. And we'll miss him in the broadcast booth, but we'll continue to enjoy seeing him. And so just a little clip that I came upon this afternoon that I wanted to play.
I've had a partner in broadcasting for 25 years, and I can't go by without introducing Mr. Ted Leitner, one of the best broadcasters you've never heard. He's great. Coburn on the curveball. Caminetti. Big time play. Rolls from his belly. Oh my goodness, what a play. Every time he does. has another one we thought is his all-time best and unbelievable. One of his most memorable calls happened in Game 1 of the 1998 World Series. Deep right field, that's fair, it's gone, and it is going and gone. Home run, Anthony Keith Quinn, 4-200.
You kept the faith, you supported the Padres in the city, and here we are today as a result. Thank you!
They've done it again, boys and girls. Padres fans are going bananas. They've done it again.
This game is tied. Down from the dead, my Padres. They were 5-0.
And the San Diego Padres, that's right. Them Padres have the 2005 National League West Championship. Oh, they're just coming out just full speed from the bullpen, from the dugout, bouncing up and down in front of the mound here.
And the ultimate team player has just set the ultimate individual relief record in baseball history. How about that? 479 saves for the great Trevor Hoffman of the San Diego Padres. A 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. 500 saves. 500. Count them. Boy, that's a big number up on the scoreboard out there. And our own Tony Gwynn of the San Diego Padres. And we love you. And good luck at Cooperstown to Anthony Keith Gwynn. He's the greatest reliever and closer in the history of National League Baseball, Trevor Hoffman, is my and our hero. Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Jerry Coleman.
I love him dearly, I must tell you. It's great to work with someone that you enjoy, that you respect, and can get through the game.
Cronenworth, high fly ball, deep right field, climbing a wall there, car, rush, ball going, ball long gone, grand slam, Manny Machado, how about that for the first walk-off this year? Here go then, boys. 4-0 Padres, three call, this ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres. Your Padres are moving on to the 2020 National League Division Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Arlington, Texas. How about them, boys? There's the team photo. Be proud. Be happy.